Oxford Word Skills Advanced. Unit 91. Prefixes. Part A. With adjectives. Un, in, and dis are some of the prefixes used with adjectives, usually to give a negative meaning. You will already know some of these adjectives when they are used without negative prefixes. The glossary explains the words you are less likely to know. Un. He's unqualified to drive that car. They chose an unknown actor for the part. I'm unfamiliar with this keyboard. It was an uncharacteristic mistake. The workers have called an unofficial strike. The project is still unfinished. In. Ben is incapable of making a decision. I'm afraid this passport is invalid. The food was insufficient for our needs. They got divorced because they were incompatible. The treatment of some refugees is inhuman. Dis. The Prime Minister will fire any disloyal ministers. One disobedient child was removed from the class. Glossary. Unqualified. Not having the right knowledge, experience, or qualifications to do something. Opposite. Qualified. Uncharacteristic of somebody or something. Not typical of somebody. Not the way they usually behave. Opposite. Characteristic. Unofficial. Does not have permission or approval from somebody in authority. Opposite. Official. Invalid. Not legally or officially acceptable. Opposite. Valid. Insufficient. Not enough for a particular purpose. Opposite. Sufficient. Incompatible. Two people who are incompatible are very different from each other and not able to work or live happily together. Opposite. Compatible. Inhuman. Lacking the qualities of kindness and pity. Disloyal of somebody to somebody or something. Not loyal or faithful to your friend's country, etc. Opposite. Loyal. Disobedient. Failing or refusing to obey. Opposite. Obedient. Spotlight. Un and under. There is a difference between un and under. An unemployed person doesn't have a job, an underemployed person doesn't have enough work to do, or not all of their skills are not made use of. Other examples are uncooked and undercooked, or unpaid and underpaid.